Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Marching Dutch drum major Stephen Gall, Elizabeth Pumphrey, and Tess Hopkins join us on today's program to preview the upcoming competition season and the two public community shows coming up later this month.
We had a chance to talk during the first week of band camp, and now here we are on the cusp of your first full performances of the season and the competition. Stephen, I'll start with you. What does it mean to be at this point with the show, getting so close to being at 100%, and what does it mean to finally see this very unique show come together?
So we're just getting our whole show on the field and seeing it all come together and seeing all the last month and over a month of hard work of everyone in our band. It's great to see it actually play out on the field, and it's been better than we expected. And we can't wait to perform it live, the whole show, to everyone.
Well, and Tess, for our listeners who aren't familiar, what is the theme of this year's show, and why is it so important to this band?
Yeah, so the theme of our show this year is called Kiss from a Rose, and it has significance because we, if you don't know, got accepted into the Rose Parade in Pasadena, California, later this year. So we wanted to tie that into our show theme a little bit. So you'll see that more fully as the show is completed now if you come and watch it on Saturday or next Saturday. It's just a story kind of incorporating the Rose with our new uniforms and some backdrops. It's a really cool story.
Well, Elizabeth, that's one of the elements that caught the eyes of many in the public and on social media was the Marching Dutch aren't in their typical colors. And as a longtime drum major, you've seen those same colors for a couple years. What was it like to finally see that red element come together and to maybe mix something up visually that you haven't, I don't think the Marching Dutch have seen in a long time?
Yeah, it's honestly really exciting to get something new. We'll still be wearing our jackets, our green and white and black jackets, when we march in the parade in Pasadena. But for our field show, we do have our new red rose shirts, and they are really cool because they tie into our theme quite a bit, and it really kind of pulls it all together.
Well, and Stephen, there's a series of shows coming up and a lot of chances for the public to see the full show. We'll mention the Football Friday game coming up with Bondurant. That'll be the first time you're probably really close to 100% on the field. And then the very next day, that'll be the big reveal. It's a show that kind of came out of COVID because of some cancellations a couple years ago. What has that meant to have just one night for the entire community to come see the band and have it really be a back and forth and no competition, no football, just about the band?
So the 17th of September is our community impact performance, and that's when we get to show off to our community all the work we've put in, our full show, 100% out on the field. And it also lets us kind of show them how thankful we are because we get a ton of support from our community. And it just lets us perform, and it's not a competition. It's not a charge. Anyone can come to it and watch. And it's a great way to relate with our community and then come see the band on the field afterwards.
And then, Tess, coming up the weekend after that, it's your home invitational, and there will be 16 other bands, some of which are the best in Central Iowa, that'll be here, and you get to perform an exhibition at the end. What does that day work like, and what does it look like knowing that at the end you get to showcase your band, but throughout the day you get to see so many different bands for the first time in over a year?
Yeah, so MDI is a big day for us. We have a clinic in the morning, so we have a rehearsal just to make sure we're all set and ready for our performance later that night. But overall, I think it's just really great to see all the different bands, see how far they have made it in their season, because our competition is fairly early. So it's nice to see just kind of like all the bands for the first time and just see what we're up against this year, kind of. And it's also just great to be able to perform for a crowd that is not our own at our home stadium.
And then, Elizabeth, from there, it becomes competition season, and you have three big weekends. You get three of the most prestigious festivals in Iowa right after that. How ready are you to be on the competitive side? I know that all of you love performing music in that element, but how ready are you to really see how you stack up against some of the best bands in Central Iowa?
I'm very ready. I was born ready. I'm so excited. I know we all are. We're really excited to show off all the hard work that we've been putting on, and we have a lot of the other bands in our class are also our friends, and so it's really nice to get together. It's a really great community, even when we're competing against each other, and it's like fun competition because you get to go up against the best bands in the state, and it's really fun.
Well, and Stephen, I think I've asked drum majors about this in years past. For people who don't know, what does it take to have a very good competitive marching band? And what are the things you really have to hone in on to have success, especially at Urbandale and Valley Fest and Ankeny, where you're going to compete, obviously, in the 3A class, but at the end, they also tally your scores against some of those big bands. What does it take to have a good competitive band in your mind?
Yeah, so getting a good competitive band that started back August 1, the first day of band camp, where we started putting in the work every day, and that we built that up. And so we're judged on the field. We're judged on a lot of things such as marching, music, marching with music, all that stuff. And it's different categories. And we're also, you're going to see this year a lot in the show that we've added to try to increase our score, is a lot of alternative movement visuals. So we're not just marching all the time. They're doing some dance moves, some poses, and it just kind of adds a little spice to our show that kind of sets us apart is what the goal is with it.
And Tess, kind of a similar question for you, especially as the newest of the drum majors. What are you looking forward to about that competition aspect now that you're not on the field dancing or marching or whatever it may be? And what do you hope to kind of see from your tower and try to lead the band? And how do you hope to be the best drum major you can be?
Our job as drum majors is to help the band feel confident in what they're doing. And so I just hope that when we cut off at the end, that we all feel good about the performance that we did and that we feel like we did something together and really put on our best show, all of us working together to make it the best.
Elizabeth, I've often described this part of fall as like the four fastest weeks of the year until you get to tulip time. And there's so much going on in town. And I know the marching band season goes by pretty quickly. What are your goals or what are your hopes, whether it be competitive or to whether it's just to enjoy the moment of these next 4 to 5 weeks, knowing that it does go by so quickly?
I think one of my biggest goals would, like Tess said, would be that everybody feels really great about their performance, that we work together as a team and we all feel great about where we end up, no matter where we place. It's always just really important for us to be together as a band and as a community and to just know that we're all here for each other, and yeah, we love each other.
Well, and for each of you then, very quickly, I know we'll circle back to the first couple of questions about the big thing that's coming up in January, and I know you're focused on the competitions now, but what does it mean to know that after that mid-October weekend when State and Mid-Iowa was over, that the season isn't over, and what are you looking forward to now that it's really getting real, the December and January trip to Pasadena?
Yeah, the fact that we'll wrap that up but still have a big performance, one of our biggest performances of a lifetime down there, is really exciting, and I'm really excited to get to show off our little small-town Iowa community to the world in Pasadena and show off what the Marching Dutch can do and just where we come from.
Yeah, I'm just really excited for everybody to have this experience together. Like Elizabeth said, we just all like a band family, we call it. But it's just going to be such a fun opportunity for all of us to just, yeah, show off where we come from and how hard we work.
Yeah, like Steven said, it really is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I just feel really blessed and really lucky that we were given this opportunity and that we have the chance to show off to the whole world what we're capable of.
Once again, those were Pella Marching Dutch drum majors Steven Gall, Elizabeth Pumphrey, and Tess Hopkins. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.